the church, but it's meat for your soul. Deception in the main. The Bible warns us in Genesis 3 that our serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. We're living in a time when Satan's darkness has become the light. The false church and every evil force are raging war against who? Against true saints and against the true light of this world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You are a city that should be set on the hill. You shouldn't be lighting the candle and putting it on a candlestick, then put it on the bed to hide. But you put it on a candlestick, you put it on something that is able to give light to the entire world. And I know you know the day that the world is full of darkness already. He has a strategy and a method to obtain the end that he desires. The enemy, the devil, and Satan, that's called the devil. He is waging war. He's in a war for this soul and every other soul that's on this planet. Deception is his weapon of choice. How many know that? Say, see, one thing about it, you don't need a whole lot of weapons. You just need an effective weapon. See, that's why all the countries in the world, and that's why everybody's afraid of what kind of power they carry. Nuclear. They monitor nuclear power. We can't let them terrorist countries get hold of no nuclear weapons. Because they're crazy. See, they don't understand that we got them for protection, but we ain't going to use them because we know how devastating they are. We would only use them as a last resort. But if they do, they just use them because they kill folks. And they do it in the name of God. Kill innocent people. People they don't know. Such is the name of their God. Well, it is their God. It's the devil who tells them to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. So deception is his weapon of choice. His nuclear bomb is spiritual ignorance. Somebody say spiritual.
Spiritual.
Ignorance.
Ignorance.
It's